We're still the one.
And with a switch.
We're still having fun. And you're still the one.
Still the one. You know, ABC TV used to use that as their fall song when ABC Network was number one. You know, well, the new show's coming on. ABC, still the one. And he used to play that song underneath him, probably with permission, I hope. It's 7:01, local news, timeless hits. We're talking about Racine's movie theaters. And we're going to concentrate on the Venetian downtown. Jim Messier is here. That's coming up right after 7 o'clock at WRJN. But first,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Donald John Trump will be sworn in as the nation's 47th president at noon Eastern today to become the first president since Grover Cleveland in 1893 to serve two non-consecutive terms. And he has big plans for this one.
We're going to bring back law and order to our cities. We're going to restore patriotism to our schools, get radical left woke ideologies the hell out of our military and out of our government.
Mr. Trump at a rally in Washington last night. He's expected to sign dozens of executive orders after he's sworn in, including one that will declare a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Correspondent Allison Keyes.
Throughout his campaign, President-elect Trump claimed without evidence that people entering the nation illegally are criminals and worse, saying,
Mexico has to stop allowing millions of people to pour into our country. They can stop them.
Immigration expert Mark Jones says Trump's plans will
make it much more difficult to seek asylum, shut down the app so you no longer can make appointments, and enforce border security much more tightly.
I'm Cammy McCormick. 8,000 National Guard service members from 40 states and territories will be providing support for the inauguration. That involves crowd management, traffic control, and civil disturbance response. They will be wearing a shoulder patch on their uniforms with the Guard motto, always ready, always there, to help better identify them.
Three former Israeli hostages spent the night at a hospital in Tel Aviv, hours after they were released by their Hamas captors in Gaza. 90 prisoners freed from Israeli prisons were met by joyous crowds in the occupied West Bank. As for the ceasefire that paved the way, the BBC's Jeremy Bowen.
For the first time in 15 months, no killing going on in and around Gaza. There are people who are hoping in Gaza to get back to their homes. There are those family reunions in the West Bank for Palestinians, the Israelis, the three women who came out. So those are all positives.
Hamas is still holding more than 90 hostages, including three Americans. A blast of Arctic air has sent parts of the U.S. into a deep freeze. Some spots in the Northeast got more than half a foot of snow last night. This man got behind the wheel in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
The roads are so icy, there's nothing you can really do. I mean, you can stop or you can try. You're just going to slide, so you got to be real careful.
The NFL championship game's all set. Bills beat the Ravens 27-25 after quarterback Josh Allen ran for two TDs.
Lots to learn from this one. Obviously, wasn't pretty, but these playoff games, man, you got to win by one. That's all that matters.
They'll play the Chiefs next Sunday. Eagles beat the Rams 28-22 to face Washington for a shot at the Super Bowl. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Officially, it's a cold weather advisory. That's the new naming convention from the National Weather Service indicating that it's really cold. Wind chills could hit 30 below, causing a quick impact to anyone outside for an extended period of time. Warming centers are running in the area, with some government buildings originally planned to be closed today due to the MLK holiday open to help. To find a warming center near you, call 211. The city of Racine has already decided DPW crews won't go out tomorrow to get garbage, so collection is set back a day. The dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday, the latest coming up in the forecast. Of the seven counties in the region, Racine was the only one that saw a decline in December year-to-year home sales. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors show an overall 12% increase in home sales from December of 2023, with Kenosha seeing an 8% increase. Racine's decline was at 3.5%. The realtors say it's tough to get a home now due to several factors, including higher interest rates, fewer people willing to sell, and not enough new homes being built. And the Racine Zoo is still grieving the loss of Jabari. He's the Maasai giraffe who passed away Thursday following a fall in his enclosure. Emergency teams worked to help Jabari stand, but their efforts were unsuccessful and he was pronounced dead later that evening. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks dismissed the 76ers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In the NBA, the Bucks with another win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Now, although they won by 14 points, head coach Doc Rivers on why he wasn't pleased by the Bucks' performance.
You know, I didn't think we attacked much at all, honestly. We walked the ball up the court. Every time we ran the ball and advanced the ball, we got whatever we wanted. So it was just one of those games we couldn't find our pace. And yet we still won.
Chris Middleton, able to play 25 minutes, scoring, had 13 points and 8 assists, and was pleased they won those 4 games in a row at home.
We just wanted to take care of home court. We dropped a couple games at home earlier this month or last month that we thought we should have won. But to come and take care of home court, the fashion that we did, I'll take it.
Men's college basketball, UWM, losing to Robert Morris University, 81-79. 19 turnovers for the Panthers. That was their first loss at home since last March. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
We're at a Holiday Inn Express, so the breakfast buffet there is where they have the cereal where you turn the knob and like 4 pieces fall out. It's like how you feed a cat for a long weekend, you know? And you're like, that's enough. They had batter and syrup. And so you pour the, but they had the waffle iron where you make it yourself. So you pour the batter on the waffle iron, you shut it, you turn it over, it locks, it cooks for 2 minutes, you turn it over, you open it, half the waffle comes off, half stays forever. So I'm with my buddy of mine that's my age. So we go through, he's in front of me. Batter and syrup, they're in clear containers. They're not labeled, but they're in clear containers. He gets the syrup and starts pouring it on the waffle iron. And I'm not even stopping him because he's not doing it where he's going, I've never done that. He's doing it where we're probably going to try it after. I mean, he's just like, we're like, dude, I can't wait to see what this guy's making. Like, he might know something that I don't know. He shuts it, turns it over, it cooks. He's like looking at us. We're like, I mean, the whole line's like, yeah, what is that going to be? And it makes black smoke is what it makes. Just, I mean, dark black smoke. Just starts filling the lobby. The manager comes over. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I guess I poured the wrong one. These are not labeled. And the guy's like, they're in clear containers. Do you not know the difference of batter and syrup? And he's like, I bet it happens all the time. He goes, I've worked here my whole life and I've never seen this.
Good morning. Welcome on this freezing cold morning. It's minus 4. You just cough. You couldn't cough when the microphone was off. You had to wait till it was on before you coughed.
On purpose.
Yeah, come on in. Closer to that microphone. Jim Basir is here, and we'd like to talk about Racine, the history of Racine. This is one of your, not only, it's just a hobby of yours, but it's you carried it to the extreme where you have your own loft area at the
Racine Business Center.
Schrader building. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you have the old signage, the old neon signs. You've got old artifacts from the history of Racine. So this is beyond, and I'm sure your wife, if I called her on the phone now, I could find out what horrors are going on at your house with all this stuff. I mean, it's just, you carry to the extreme. You brought an artifact in this morning. We'll talk about that later. But it's here, and it looks like something out of ancient Rome or Greece. We'll talk about it later. We're here to talk about the theaters of downtown Racine. There are none now, But there used to be a lot of them, because even all across America, the downtown theaters was where it was happening. There were no shopping mall theaters. There were no suburban theaters. It was all, like the song says, it's all happening downtown. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here to talk about today. Do you know how many theaters, by the way, there were downtown at one time?
Well, just from the 50s and 60s, we had four that were operating.
Yeah. In the size of the city of Racine, that's big. And these were not like little tiny theaters. These were big theaters with over 1,000. Some of them had over 1,000 seats in them.
Yeah.
Not like today where you get like 100 seats in a theater in these multiplexes. Mm-hmm. But these were huge. Mm-hmm. And the theaters were ornate.
Oh, beautiful.
And let's start with some of the downtown theaters.
Well, sure. Yeah. Well, we all remember the fun and excitement we had when we went to some of the downtown theaters. I personally remember the Rialto and Venetian very, very well. I mean, we were there probably every weekend. But we also had two smaller downtown theaters, Don, the Main Street and the Badger Theaters. So join me today as we take a walk down memory lane and relive some of those pleasant memories of our downtown theaters. I have to say that my partner, Carol Gianforte, is bouncing back and forth between Arizona and here, so she will not be able to attend today. But we'll be back next month, and we'll be talking about, I think we're going to be talking about part three of some of our favorite TV shows from the 50s and 60s.
And don't feel bad for her. It's probably 75 degrees where she is right now.
Actually, she's here.
Oh, she is here?
Yeah, she's here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
But she's in a nice warm house and a nice warm bed, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can start with the Badger Theater, Don. That opened as the Bijou in 1908. I think every town had a Bijou theater.
As a matter of fact, on my wall, I have a drawing of the Bijou we had framed. They bought it at an art show over at Gateway.
Uh-huh.
My wife and my mother did, and they had it framed for me, and it's on my wall in my living room of the Bijou.
No kidding.
Was that the one at the corner of State and Main?
No, that was the Main Street. We'll get to that. The Bijou was on the 400 block of Main Street.
Okay.
Yeah. That opened up in 1908, showing, of course, silent movies and had vaudeville acts. The name was changed to the State Theater in 1926 and then renamed once again to the Badger in 1941. It was located at 421 Main Street. Now that's the Northern Lights Gallery.
Oh, really?
Okay. The seating capacity was only 975, so quite small. They closed in 1952 because of its small size and competition from the larger Venetian and Rialto theaters. A small part of it is still standing. That's the entrance to the Northern Lights Gallery.
Oh, so if I go to Northern Lights Gallery, that's the actual opening to the Bijou Theater?
Yeah.
And the Badger Theater?
Correct. Yeah, right.
Wow,
yeah.
I got to check that on the way home.
They demolished the old theater itself, the auditorium, but the entrance is still there.
Oh, okay.
And then we will move on to the Main Street Theater. That opened as the Orpheum Theater in 1912. That was located on the northwest corner of State and Main, if you can picture where that is. State and Main, the northwest corner. It was the smallest of our downtown theaters. And, of course, it also showed silent films and vaudeville acts. It became the Main Street Theater in 1930. The seating capacity was about 700. And did you know, Don, that in the early 40s, that was the home to the Racine Theater Guild?
Oh, yeah, okay. That's good, yeah.
They closed in 1951 due to its small size. After closing, and I think I heard from somebody, too, that it was infested with rats just before it closed and, of course, after it closed.
And we're not talking about the movie, you know, Willard or Ben. Yeah. We're talking about real rats.
So, and, of course, it was destroyed by vandals. After it closed, too. It was finally demolished in 1958, and it's now just a parking lot.
Is that right next to where Econoprint is?
Yeah, not too far from there.
Yeah, because my other picture drawing is that theater. It was an opera house at one time, was it not? Am I talking about the same?
Well, it was originally the signage says Bait Opera House.
Yeah. I have a picture of that, too. A drawing, not a picture. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Then let's move on to the Rialto, and I think if you're a baby boomer, everybody remembers the Rialto Theater. That opened up in 1918. And, of course, prior to 1928, you just showed silent movies or had vaudeville acts. It was adapted to talkies in 1928, as were all the theaters that were built before 1928. Talkies came out then. We'll get into that in a little bit. Seating capacity was about 1,200. It was the largest theater in Racine at the time. It was once owned by Stanley Warner. That was a large theater chain. They also owned the Badger and the Venetian. And when the attendance started to dwindle, they resorted to showing X-rated films in the early 70s. And they closed for good in 1974. It was our last downtown theater to close.
Do you know what the last movie was? I don't know. Do you know?
No.
I'm big on movie theaters, and a lot of the theaters where I grew up, I know what the last movie was.
Yeah.
Like the Pequot Theater was down the, you know, it was in our hometown. I know the last movie ever to play there was Rain Man.
No kidding.
Yeah. The last movie ever to play before they triplex, the big Cinerama, which was a Stanley Warner Theater in New York,
yeah,
was The Green Berets with John Wayne.
Oh, sure. What, 68 or so?
Yeah. So I know what the last movies were. Yeah. I don't know why do I have this stuff in my head? I got so much more I've got to do in my head, and I have that.
Right.
We're talking movie theaters. We're going to get to the Venetian next.
Yes.
Yeah, the big one. That's coming up. Jim Basir is here this morning at WRJN, where it's going to be a sunny day today on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day with a high near 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around -9. Tomorrow's sunny once again. Chance of snow with a high near 3. Right now, it's -4. Here at Radio Park. Speaking about showbiz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need 3 more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
Grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there. Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Vollman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits. WRJN.
Wow. That's big. Jim Basir is here at WRJN at 720, and we're talking about the old movie theaters of downtown Racine. Mm-hmm. Before the break there, during the break, I was asking you about the movie theater that used to be inside the, where Gelato is today downtown, and you were telling me that was what?
That was the original Bijou, Racine's first movie theater, as far as I can determine, but yeah, that was the original.
And there's remnants of it inside there. You could still see some of the remnants of when it was a movie theater.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about the big one, though, the Venetian now?
Yes. Well, the Rialto was demolished in 1978, so that takes care of the Rialto.
You said that was like a porno house before it died.
It was in the early 70s. Yeah, it was. It just showed expedited movies.
That's sad. Drive-ins and movie theaters turned to pornos in the 70s because they were out of fashion downtown.
Yeah. Well, it was a moneymaker, I guess, for some people. Yeah. But I've saved the best for the end here, and that's the Venetian Theater. Now, that was built in 1928. It was Racine's newest and largest, and actually close to the Rialto. It was just on the same block.
Yeah,
on the same block. Now, that would seat 2,100 people, Don. And now compare that to the Wisconsin Theater in Milwaukee, downtown Milwaukee. Their capacity was 3,200. Can you imagine 3,200 people?
Radio City Music Hall, when they showed movies, was 6,000.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Lowe's Capitol, I believe, was close to 4,000 in New York.
No kidding. Wow.
And the Paramount was 5,000.
Oh, wow.
The Roxy was 5,000, too. So they were big theaters back. Now theaters, 100, 200 seats.
That's it. I know. Yeah, that's too bad. Yeah. Now, the Venetian was built because of talking pictures or talkies. And that was one of four theaters in Racine that was built because of talkies. Besides the Venetian, the Capitol Theater, which was recently torn down in West Racine, the Uptown Theater was built in 28. That was originally called the Majestic. And the Granada Theater, which is still standing, too.
Yeah, it's you could see it. They still
you
have
can
the,
still
it,
see
it looks
it.
Like a movie theater on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a garage door service right now. But everybody wanted to go see these newfangled movies called talkies. You could actually hear the actors talk. Prior to that, they just had like an organ playing, you know, if it was some exciting part, the organist would play, something, jumpy and that. But you just had to listen to an organ or maybe a piano, just accompaniment by those people playing an organ. But that changed when the talkies came. Now, the interior of the Venetian was considered to be one of the most beautiful in the entire Midwest. The entire Midwest. Now, as kids, Don, you probably too, we didn't pay attention to the architecture. We went there to see a movie.
That's right.
You know, it could be the most beautiful theater in the world, and like, hey, let's see the movie. Who cares about what it looks like? And that's how I was too. I'd give anything to see the Venetian again. But
we always want to go back and say, oh, if I only had one more chance.
Yes, absolutely.
And we didn't take the chance when we had to.
Yep, that's right. It was Racine's best remembered theater. Everybody remembers the Venetian, besides being the largest and the most beautiful. It had Italian Renaissance plaster and many ornate statues. As a matter of fact, I brought one here to show Don. This is, how would you describe this, Don?
Gargoyle. These are the things that were on the front of the theater. They used to have like a, I don't know what you call them, like a ledge on the theater, on the upper, by the way above, by maybe 25 feet up.
Yeah.
They had a ledge, and these were under the ledges.
Yes.
And if you watch the old Disney cartoons, they come to life sometimes. But that's what this was. This was hung under the ledge. And Jim snuck there in the middle of the night with a ladder. His wife was at the bottom. He chiseled it off and said, here, catch this. It actually looks like it weighs more than it does. It looks like stone, but it's not.
It's actually plaster and horsehair is what it is. How would you describe that face? I mean, the tongue is hanging out and...
Our boss here at the radio station.
Oh, I was going to say one of my... I had a blind date that looked something like that once. But, the ceiling was really nice. It was... complete with twinkling stars and floating clouds on a blue plaster sky. It was gorgeous.
Hold it right there. We're talking about the Venetian Theater now. Jim Messier is here reminiscing about movie theaters in downtown Racine. And before we do anything else, we got Paul Harvey.
Now, the rest of the story. One cold, foggy morning in February, a London housewife named Sarah gave birth to a second child, and upon hearing the doctor announce it's a girl, Sarah smiled and then lapsed into unconsciousness. When she awakened, a nurse was nearby. Was the baby healthy, Sarah asked. The answer was yes. How much did the baby weigh, Sarah wanted to know. The answer was 8.5 pounds. And was she beautiful? The nurse was silent. Then Sarah, suddenly anxious, asked if she could see her baby, and the nurse said yes, of course, she could, but she said Sarah had better maybe take some nourishment first. So Sarah gulped some broth, and the nurse brought in her little girl. As the tiny bundle was placed in her arms, Sarah gasped, because inside the cashmere shawl was, well, the funniest-looking little baby Sarah had ever seen. The infant had black hair, but some of it in the wrong places. For example, her ears were covered with thick black fuzz. The baby's ears were squashed into the sides of her head, and her nose was tipped out of kilter, and her tiny face was so tightly closed that it seemed that it would never unfold, and somehow, as only mothers can, Sarah blamed herself. Her own mother had told her, if you want a beautiful baby, keep your mind full of beautiful thoughts. And Sarah had done that all during her first pregnancy. And that first child, a little boy named Howard, now 3, was almost too beautiful for words. His hair was thick, a mass of golden ringlets. The eyes were long-lashed and heavenly blue, and his face was the face of a Botticelli angel. But this newly arrived little girl, oh my. Perhaps, Sarah pondered, she had been lazy and had not been thinking enough beautiful thoughts this time around. In any case, all she could do now was to protect her newborn from ridicule as best she could and pray that her long black hair would grow only where it was supposed to. Yet not even that prayer was answered, for before long the hair on the infant's ears had spread to her back and her arms, and the scrunched up, funny little face grew funnier, and family and friends hardly helped matters. Over and over, Sarah would wince to hear, poor little girl. It's too bad that she isn't the boy and Howard the girl. And it was as though the baby knew. For more than 10 days after her birth, she kept her eyes tightly closed, and for a year thereafter, she refused to make a sound. But Mother Sarah grew determined that regardless of the baby's appearance, she would never want for love. And indeed, in Sarah's eyes, the child actually grew to be beautiful, and in the eyes of the world as well. You know the song, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby? Well, it ain't necessarily so. For it was not until later that the peculiar body hair from this little baby vanished, and the pearly teeth appeared, and intense violet eyes became prominent, and a human mosaic fell into place to produce one of the 20th century's most breathtaking women. Her mother thought that you'd ought to know, particularly if your own baby does not look quite like the ones in the television ads, because her baby, Sarah Southern Taylor's baby, one day would be known the world over as the beautiful Elizabeth Taylor. Anyway, now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story, 7:25 in the morning with me at 12:05 with Dan Marcus this afternoon to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It's 7:30 right now, exactly. Let's check news of the morning, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With the MLK holiday, most government buildings would normally be closed. However, the danger of a deep chill has some of them running as warming centers today. The National Weather Service has what they call a cold weather advisory in effect. The deep freeze is likely to continue through Wednesday, and even colder temperatures could impact things tomorrow. You should check on family and neighbors that could be susceptible to the cold. To find a warming center near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday led to the quick arrest of a 29-year-old Racine woman. The suspect allegedly told a Racine County employee that she had placed a bomb at the facility. A bomb squad from Kenosha County was called in. They helped to figure out that there was no bomb or explosive device. The identity of the woman and the reason why she made the threat still isn't known. A 17-year-old from Kenosha is free after a judge dismissed all charges in a sexual assault case. The teen was arrested earlier last year, with the case gaining attention due to a rare decision by the judge to overturn a jury's guilty verdict. Jurors came forward in November after the trial, citing concerns about jury deliberations and new evidence. And a Racine County school district may also ask for more money. Racine Unified and Kenosha Unified are preparing for referendums to appear on upcoming ballots. This week, the Raymond School Board will consider putting forward a $2.25 million ask, seeking funds to address staffing costs and other needs. Raymond School District voters said no to a larger request back in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
No market activity on inaugural day, Martin Luther King holiday in Chicago, but traders are going to be watching the new administration for some tax help. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a frigid Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend, says one area to watch: used cooking oil. This market is something that's been driving green diesel fuel production for a little while now. Catch is, a lot of the used cooking oil that was going in as a feedstock was coming from outside the United States. And he says now the tax incentives on that foreign cooking oil coming to an end.
This plan was called 45Z, and this market's been waiting for this. It was part of the Inflation Reduction Act that was passed well early in 2024. The administration kind of kept dragging it out until the very end here before they released some of those proposals. They came out also on Thursday and Friday last week with some base guidelines for those proposals. One of the big things in there was tax credits for used cooking oil imports were going to be not available.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Those cooking oil tax incentives, just one item that production agriculture and agribusiness paying attention to in calendar year 2025. I'll give you a quick recap on where numbers stand on the close coming up next.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session. And don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
Make the best of wintertime fun at the 4th Annual Sun Prairie Frozen Fest, January 29th through February 2nd, presented by the Bank of Sun Prairie. It's a fantastic opportunity to enjoy a variety of winter activities like the puzzle contest, cardboard sled classic, winter beer garden, bonfire, hibernation hustle 5K, pancake breakfast, and the 77th Annual Groundhog Day Prognostication. For more about Frozen Fest, log on to cityofsunprairie.com.
On Friday, barrel and block cheese were both unchanged, while AA butter dropped a half a cent to $2.53 a pound. On Friday, we saw December new crop corn gain 3.25 cents to $4.56. November new crop beans were up 7 at $10.27 3/4. July wheat up a penny at $5.60 1/2. February class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up 12 at $20.18. And March was up 6 at $19.94 a hundredweight. Again, markets idle today. I'm PM Yankee.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. Our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
I gotta tell you what, it's a different mentality, man. When you get in a fight when you're in your early 20s, it's a different thing going through your head, right? How old are you? 21. You can tell you're 21 because you have that 21-year-old, the puffiness that happens. Right? But when you get a fight when you're in your early 20s, this guy's age, all you're thinking is, all right, I'm going to crush this guy, sleep with her, and maybe get a burrito. It, like, doesn't... Right? It doesn't throw off the rest of your evening. My age and about to get in a fight, the only thing I'm thinking is, all right, what's my deductible? I don't know if I'm covered in this state.
Jim Messier is here. We're talking about the downtown Racine theaters. We've talked about a bunch of them. And now we're down to the big one, right?
Yep,
we're talking about the Venetian Theater,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Which was right literally across from Monument Square.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
Right now that is that the Johnson Wax Building?
Yeah, that's all Johnson's.
S.C. Johnson,
Yeah, financial.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, go ahead.
But actually, besides showing movies at the Venetian, they had many promotional gimmicks, including beauty contests, talent shows, animal acts right on stage, magicians. Now get this, even a cow milking contest right on stage. Unbelievable.
We left up, you were talking about the clouds and the stars.
Yeah.
There were a lot of theaters across America, these movie palaces,
sure.
Like in downtown Atlanta, the Fox Theater had the clouds and the stars. They had Wonder Theaters in New York City that had that. I'm sure there was theaters in Chicago. But that was all part of the experience. You go there, feel like you're outside.
Yes.
With the clouds and mm-hmm. the stars. Mm-hmm. They made the whole movie going an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, ours was the Venetian.
Yes.
That did that.
Exactly. Yes.
They must have stopped that at a certain point. I don't know if it was profitable to keep doing that.
Yeah, I suppose.
You don't know when they stopped it?
No, it was quite expensive. But back in the, when the talkies started in the 28, all these theaters that were built were, so many were very, very gorgeous and beautiful. One tried to outdo the next one, you know.
Big architectural firms made these theaters, too.
Oh, yes,
they were
yes.
very ornate.
Yeah.
I love this thing. I got to take a picture with you in this.
Oh.
I mean, how did you get that, by the way? We were talking about this. This was on under the ledge of the Venetian. They had different, theatrical masks.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were back
mm-hmm.
then. You know, they had the masks of, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how did you get that?
I got a call from somebody in Racine who was involved in the demolition.
And this is not black market stuff, is it?
I don't know. He had a dozen of them, so I bought all 12.
Oh, you got
them in
12
my basement.
Of them?
Yes, uh-huh. So I also have another statue called the Griffin. It's
This is heavier than
it is
I
heavy.
Thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another statue I have done, it's like I say, it's called the Griffin. That's 4 feet tall, 3 feet long, and 2 feet wide. It's from Greek mythology, again called the Griffin. There were 6 of them gracing the interior of the Venetian. I have one. If you want to see one, there's one at Marsh Meredith Funeral Parlor. They have one on display. And the estate of Fred Hermes, he has 3 of them in his basement. When Fred was alive, he was entertaining people. He had an actual theater in his basement.
Yeah, I remember the organ and everything.
Right.
Yeah.
And most of that stuff came from the Venetian. It was unbelievable to see that. You'd swear you're sort of back at the Venetian.
Well, if
you
want to see one of the Griffins, we'll just go over to your house.
Yeah, right. No, just go to the Marsh Meredith funeral. But also, who appeared at the Venetian was my favorites, the Three Stooges. Now, the Venetian closed in 1971. Lack of parking, it was downtown.
We're going to talk about that because when you did this presentation at S.C. Johnson at the Golden Rondell, I couldn't stop thinking about that. And I brought it up to a bunch of people and they kind of, what are you bringing that up for? It's not important.
Yeah.
But it was important.
Yes.
And then somebody came up with some... Anyway, you talk. Can we talk about the parking now for a second?
Sure.
Okay. You get these theaters with 1,000 seats in them. Let's just say round numbers.
Yeah.
And let's say half those people show up. So only 500 seats are taken in each theater.
Yeah.
That's two theaters. That's still 1,000 seats because you got the Venetian and the Rialto.
Yeah.
So it's 1,000 seats. Now you figure maybe everybody, maybe two or three people came together in a car.
Yep.
So maybe 300 cars amongst both. Where do you put 300 cars?
Yeah.
And keep this in mind.
Yeah.
The next showing of the movie would call for another 300 cars, and they would overlap because people come a little early.
Yep.
So now you got to have parking for almost 600 cars. And that's that's if it's a bad movie and you don't fill up more than half the theater.
Yeah.
Where do 600 cars park downtown?
Not downtown. I don't know where.
Well, how did you get to the theater?
Well, a lot of people, I think, this took the bus, for one thing. As kids, we took the bus.
But adults, did adults take the bus on a Saturday night?
Probably not.
Well, how did they, why would they park? See, we're so used to you go to the Marcus Renaissance and they have parking for the half the world.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But that downtown, that doesn't exist back in the 40s and the 50s.
No, I remember parking on Lake Avenue and walking maybe three blocks, you know, when
they
took a
I just don't know how they did the parking.
Yeah.
And there were other things downtown which took up parking as well, which talking about. And that's only half these theaters, only half, were sold, and they sold more than half during the Saturday night. I'm sure they were packed.
Yeah,
I don't know how they did it. I would love somebody to give me an answer. Nobody knows.
No, well, that was a factor in their demise.
Yeah.
They closed in 1971 again because of a lack of parking, high maintenance costs. That building was slowly deteriorating, and what happened was the Cinema 1 and 2 theater opened up on Washington Avenue, and like Don was saying, plenty of free parking. You could park, you know, within a block of the entrance.
Now, where was that?
That was on Washington Avenue. That would be between Ohio and Highway 31 on the south side. Yeah, it's demolished now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that opened up, I think, in 68 and took a lot of business away from the downtown theaters. So, again, it was demolished in 1977 along with the old Ace Grill. Most of the block stood empty for 25 years, except for the Inn on the Lake, the old Hotel Racine. But then S.C. Johnson built their Johnson Financial headquarters there in 2002. So the phrase, they don't make them like they used to, Don, certainly applied to the Venetian Theater. Now, when you, what started this whole adventure was the ticket booth. Remember the ticket booth, Don?
I remember where they used to be.
And outside.
I remember seeing pictures of them outside,
right.
And they were standalone.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So if the ticket person had a problem, they had to leave the ticket booth and go inside the theater.
Yeah. 20 below zero. Yeah, that's right. The top of the ticket booth was usually made of glass, and the person inside talked to us through the slats, and that's where you got your ticket as well. Now, there were many movies that had very, very long lines outside. I remember Old Yeller. Remember Old Yeller, the Disney movie?
Yes. And that's one of those movies you had to cry at when you saw Old Yeller at the end.
Yep.
Don't make me think about it. I'm going to cry.
1956 it came out.
Yeah.
The line went all the way around the block, all the way to Lake Avenue.
Now, where did these people park?
Good question. Other Disney movies, of course, were very popular. Snow White, Cinderella, Lady and the Tramp. They were all very popular and had long lines, too.
Here's the thing about these older theaters. Now, Lady and the Tramp, the only reason I bring this up is they were the first widescreen CinemaScope movie Disney had. Okay. Before them, they were kind of the shape of almost like the television. They had that square look.
Yeah.
And then when they had when movies had to compete with TV, they made widescreen. Because you can't see widescreen on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these theaters had to retrofit their screen. They had to spend a lot of money to retrofit the theaters because they weren't built for widescreen movies. The screens were square. Yeah.
Yes.
So they had to retrofit them. They had to get new lenses for the projectors because the old lenses didn't show CinemaScope.
Yeah.
So it must have been a big ordeal back in the late 50s to retrofit these movie theaters.
Oh, yeah. And back then, Don, as you probably remember, it wasn't just one feature movie. There were two. We had two feature movies. We had coming attractions. We had something called a short subject.
Yeah.
It was like a
little travelogue,
something interesting. And, of course, the cartoons. Always the Roadrunner. Remember, was it Wile E. Coyote
and the Roadrunner. Everything was Acme.
Acme. Yeah, he bought everything from Acme.
And there was no dialogue in the entire cartoon.
Right.
Nobody talked.
A lot of sound effects, but no dialogue.
Well, here's something else. Now, you talk about the double features.
Yeah.
Could you imagine sitting through a double feature today in a theater? I can't imagine it.
No.
But we used to do it all the time.
As kids.
When I was growing up, my parents used to take, I remember the last double feature I saw with my parents was Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and The Prime of Miss Jean Brody.
Yeah.
Each movie was 2 hours.
Sure.
So I sat through over 4 hours in that theater with my parents.
Yeah.
You would never dream about doing that today.
Yeah. Almost 5 hours with cartoons and coming attractions.
I mean, who would do that?
Yeah.
But they did it. We did it. I did it.
We'd see comedies, of course, westerns, or maybe an adventure, horror and monster movies. I know if I used to take girls there and for the horror movies because why? Because they'd sit really close.
Yeah, you were the guy.
They'd be afraid, you know. So later on, of course, the beach movies were very popular. Annette and Frankie, you know, everybody wanted to see them. And it was a series of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beach blanket bingo.
Yep, that's
right. Beach party.
Yep, that's right. Yep. But as we got older, you know, we would take the bus or walk downtown. We talked about the parking. That was one way to get around that. You just hop on the bus, take you right by the theater. Actually, every Saturday, you could go to the theater and probably spend, like Don said, maybe 5 hours there all day, and including Sunday afternoon, too. We would spend our allowance at the dime store, you know, and maybe go to the Kewpie's for lunch or maybe a...
I thought you were going to say you used to sneak candy in.
No, well, yeah, we did, of course, that too. or remember the dime store counters?
Yeah.
We'd go have lunch there. Yeah. But the point is we'd spend all day downtown on a Saturday.
Hold it right there. Hold it on Saturday.
Sure.
At 7:46, local news, Townless Hits at WRJN. We're talking to Jim Messier. We're reminiscing about the downtown movie theaters. On this MLK Day today, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, it's going to be sunny with a high near 5. Partly cloudy, lows -9 tonight. Sunny with a chance of snow tomorrow with a high near 3. Right now the sun is shining. It's -3 right here at Radio Park.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife. Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
About the old downtown theaters that are no longer there. Some of them still have the Granada. The building is still there. Mm-hmm. And it looks like a movie theater on the outside. You can see where the movie posters used to be. Mm-hmm. And I was in there. It's a storage in there now. The guy who has it, he had a lot of storage in there. And he let me walk around, which was kind of nice. And he said, yeah, come on in. Mm-hmm. And I was going to tell you a quick story because I didn't want to forget. When I lived in Atlanta, I'm walking through downtown and I see this facade of a theater. It's all boarded up. It looks like something similar, but I can't put my fingers on it. So I peek behind the facade of this thing and I see, wow, pillars. I look inside the window and there's German shepherds walking around guarding whatever in there, but it's all storage. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, recognizable. And I look behind the facade and I see these pillars and then I know what it is. It's the Lowe's Grand, where Gone with the Wind had its world premiere Clark Gable. Yeah. And who was the author? Can't think of her name. Margaret Mitchell. She was there.
Yeah.
They were all there in 1939 for the premiere. And that was the Lowe's Grand Theater.
Wow.
And I said to somebody on the street, I said, well, this is the Lowe's Grand? He goes, yeah. I said, when did it close up? He said, back in the late 60s, early. Because when I saw it, it was 1979, I think, or 78.
Yeah.
He said, back in the 60s, it was still a movie theater, but they closed it down. Now it's just a warehouse.
Huh.
And they put a facade in front of the pillars there. And I said, wow, where I'm standing is where Clark Gable stood, Margaret Mitchell, all these people have Gone with the Wind. Olivia de Havilland stood on this spot.
Yeah.
It's really sad. But it was sad to see it. It's now torn down. But it was, wow, this is the Lowe's Grand Theater.
Hallowed ground, huh?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting you.
So actually, on a Saturday, our parents could have gotten rid of us for the entire day.
Mine did.
Yeah. And, of course, we all remember the snack counter. We always went there for popcorn and candy. You know, that popcorn was just loaded with fat and cholesterol, but it tasted so good.
I know.
It, Don? Yeah, that butter and salt.
No,
and
butter flavoring.
Oh, yeah.
The butter flavoring.
Flavoring, I
which
see.
Is probably better than the butter, because butter's loaded with fat and junk.
Remember movie candy, Milk Duds, Boston Baked Beans? Remember those? No? Okay. Good and Plenty, of course.
I remember the Red Hots.
The Red Hots. That was another one.
Milk Duds. Junior Mints.
Junior Mints. That was another one. The Snow Caps.
Snow Caps. I love Snow Caps.
Yep. Raisinettes. Yeah. Dots.
Goobers.
Goobers, yes. And pumpkin seeds. Remember, they were real salty. It had the white coating on it.
My wife went to one of the stores recently and bought a bunch of movie theater stuff. Yeah. One of the stores that sold the boxes. And we watch TV. We bring out the movie theater boxes.
Oh, I'll be darned.
You had Milk Duds there the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Bit of Honey was another one I remember there. Yeah. Most of the larger theaters had balconies. You don't see that anymore. The Venetian did, of course. And there was one unwritten rule. And if you're a baby boomer, I'm sure you remember this. You would never sit directly underneath the front row of the balcony.
Because they drop things off.
Yes. If you're in the balcony, you're done with your soda or candy, you just give it the old heave-ho and throw it over.
Oh, come on. Are you telling us you did that?
I don't know if I did it, but I was on the receiving end a few times.
Go to kiddie matinees, they were throwing food at the candy at the screen.
Oh. You learn the hard way not to sit there. I remember getting a cup of ice thrown on my head once when I was there, and there's nothing you can do. You can't go up there and ask who did it because there were many people.
Remember the matrons in the white outfits used to come parading up and down the aisle? They're the kiddie matinees. They used to come with a flashlight to make sure, and kids were acting up. It was a kiddie matinee. Yeah. You get a bunch of hooligans in there. Yep. And she used to shine the flashlight in your face. Get up. Right in the middle of the movie.
Well, the balcony was also used for making out. Remember those days?
No.
It was dark, And if you had a car, of course, if you wanted to make out, you'd go to the outdoor theater, but they weren't open in the winter times. Or if you had a car, you'd go to the Point. I know, Don, you're not from here, but there was a place called in Wind Point called The Point, and that's where you went for your watching the submarine races. But that's where the balcony came into play. It was dark, and that's where you would take a date. Sneaking in. Did you ever sneak in a theater, Don?
No, I never did.
Oh,
never did.
Okay. Well, the Venetian was almost impossible.
I'm a good boy.
Yeah.
My mommy raised me as a good boy.
Well, tell me off the air how you really are. But
I really didn't. I never snuck into a theater.
Oh, okay.
I paid.
Really?
Yeah, I paid.
Okay. All right. The Venetian was almost impossible to sneak into, but the Rialto was a different story because they had a door, a fire escape that faced the alley. There was an alley between the Rialto and the building next door, which was the old Hotel Racine. And the fire door was there, the perfect way to get in. So we couldn't just, a group of us, maybe seven or eight, we couldn't just send one person in to buy a ticket because it would be suspicious. They'd watch it. So we'd send two guys in. That way you avoid suspicion. And they would walk to that door and quietly open it.
What, to avoid 30 cents? Is that why you did all this
35
stuff?
Cents, probably.
So you risk being a felon for 30 cents, 35
right.
cents,
whatever. Something like that. They opened up the door, and then we'd go. We quickly went to our seats and enjoyed the movie. It was, the good old days, right? But a lot of popular movies, Donnie, you probably remember a lot of these too. Hard Day's Night with the Beatles,
yes,
of course.
1964.
Yes. Very long lines for that. Elvis and Blue Hawaii. The James Bond movies were very popular.
Goldfinger.
Yes.
I love that movie.
That's right. Yeah. Remember as a kid seeing 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
The Disney version, yeah.
Yes.
With James Mason. James Mason was in that movie.
Yeah, Peter Lorre was too.
Yeah, he played, James Mason, I think, played Captain Nemo.
I think so, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Peter Lorre, he got a lot bigger back then. Yeah, remember that? Swiss Family Robinson, of course. Sound of Music. The Birds, remember The Birds?
Love that movie, Bodega Bay.
Yes.
With that was a scary movie because especially when they found the guy with his eyes pecked out.
Oh, yeah.
People was frightened from that one.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, Psycho with the shower scene. That was another very, very popular movie.
People didn't take showers. They were afraid for them when they went
Is
home.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Nobody wanted to take a shower because they were frightened from that movie. I don't know who they think Norman Bates was going to show up at their house.
Yeah.
When I was at the Universal lot, I saw the original Psycho house there. And that's something to see that. That's historic.
Yeah.
And the Bates Motel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. I'll be darned. But, the good old days of these downtown theaters, how ornate they were, they're pretty much past now. You don't really see anymore. Of course, you can go to the Riverside in Milwaukee, perhaps, and see how it used to be. But Racine has nothing left.
Well, downtown Milwaukee, they still had the, it was the headquarters for Marcus Theaters was in that building.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the name of the Warner Theater.
Warner.
And it became the Grand.
Okay.
And up until the 80s, they were still showing movies in there because I went there. They triplexed it. What do they call it? Twinned it.
Yeah, okay.
They just took the balcony and they extended it to the end, and it was awful, and then they untwinned it later on. And so that was kind of nice. They did. The Wisconsin Theater right there on 7th of Wisconsin was right across the street from our radio station.
Yeah.
Kung Fu movies back in the 80s.
Yeah.
But everybody remembers. Did you actually sneak into a theater? Let's get this out now. The statute of limitations is
That's right. The statute of limitations are... So I did.
You did sneak into a theater?
Oh, yeah.
My goodness.
That was half the fun to get in for nothing. You know, as a kid, we were probably 16 years old or whatever.
16, you were doing it.
Yeah.
You hooligan.
A juvenile delinquent.
Oh, man. I look at you in a different light now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We actually brought the sheriff by this morning.
Oh, thanks, Don.
Because we're waiting for this confession now.
Yeah, there's the handcuffs, I see. Well, okay. Lynn, I'm not coming home. I'll be in jail.
Downtown theaters are gone now for the most part.
Yeah.
Because the real estate downtown is a couple of reasons. Parking was a big reason.
Yep.
And shopping malls opened up, and they had what they call urban sprawl, where people started moving out to the suburbs, and they built suburban theaters, so they didn't come downtown anymore.
And
a lot of people didn't live downtown, so there was no reason to come downtown. And these big barns of these theaters were expensive to heat, to keep, the upkeep, the downtown prices. I mean, it just couldn't afford it after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So they went by the by, and they were sold to different types of venues and so forth. And in downtown, we still see pictures of the Venetian and the Rialto, but it's near where the S.C. Johnson building is now.
Yep.
And you can still walk the street where the ghosts were of the old Venetian and Rialto.
Yeah, yeah. And that block had two theaters.
Well, Chicago, too. Downtown Chicago had all these great downtown theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are still there.
Yeah.
Like the Chicago Theater, the Oriental is still, I saw Wicked there.
Yeah.
The Broadway musical Wicked.
Uh-huh.
So they're still there, but they're used for live performances now. No more movies.
Yeah.
It's like the old Radio City musical. It used to be a movie theater. Now it's just live productions and TV shows are based out of there.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, there was a movie theater.
Yeah.
So True Grit, The Odd Couple, and all those movies.
Yeah. I think Milwaukee has a couple small neighborhood theaters. Avalon, I think, is still showing
movies. And they show retro movies at a lot of these theaters. The old, and they get a big, Oriental Theater.
Oh, yes,
of course. Oriental and the Downer.
The Downer.
Yeah. But they're mainly now used for, specialty theaters.
Yeah.
Thank you. When's the next time you're coming in?
Next month. Well, I'll be back with Carol. We'll talk about favorite TV shows again from the 50s and 60s. Part 3, our final one.
Okay.
And we're going to move on to something else.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Jim is here. Always good to. And we're going to take a picture of you with this thing. And then maybe we'll post it somewhere for you. Thank you, Jim. It's 8 o'clock. Local news. Timeless Hits only right here at WRJN. Let's see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is using